eschal after you make a gerbin. It comes in as final product. Shirashi shenigma kuloi. The ikke chiyuv trum is after you finish with the fruit, the full process. The chiv dogon tiras v'yitzer. In other words, when you make the grapes into wine, when it's in wine form, that's when you give it to the kohen. So the same way you give it elamin agurin, or min ayekev, from the yekev, from the oil, kach trumas meiser. The same way with the levi. If he has meiser, even if the levi himself rushed himself and jumped to the yisrael and took the meiser when it was in the stalk form, when it was in the raw form, now the levi has to make it into the final form and then give it to the kohen. Is Eina Nitella Selim and Agarin Minayikov. The same way the Levi of the Knas has to make the final product out of it and then give that to the Kohen. Now the Bais before said, Mechashev, that when you crush down these, the tilta on these beans and that the seeds out, you estimate how much seeds are there for that to take off Truma. For the Gemara, you could estimate it. For Medida boy, you have to count clearly. The locker of Truma Samaisa, you have to count. You have to have a clear 1/10. A Medida boy, you have to count it. Shrashi Mechashiv a Medida boy. Bishlei mi bi Yisrael mukmaslo v'truma gedoy la'iklo l'misnei Mechashiv tells Abayimit she truma gedoy la'iklo v'truma atayr shir. If it's talking about by the first Yisrael taking off truma gedoy la, we derive that there's no shir how much truma gedoy la is. Torah just says reisha to goncha. The Rabbanan says it's a nice thing to give 1/50th. But I call upon him, you don't have to be makbit to count exactly 1/50th. You can make an estimate. But now that you're telling me we're talking about by the Levi, so the Levi takes Meiser Rishon. And from the Meiser Rishon, he has to go Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is exact. It's 1/10 of the Meiser. So how could you say to make an estimate, L'chur Medida boy, you have to count exactly 1/10 of the Meiser Rishon becomes Trumas Meiser. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Abba Elozo ben Gimeli. This Meiser goes like Abba, or the Mishnah goes like Abba Elozo ben Gimel. The Tanya we learned, Abba Elozo ben Gimel Oimer. The pasuk says, "V'nechshav lochem truma seichem." You can make a machshava, means in your thought you can make an estimate how much truma you have to give. So, Pasha, the pasuk is talking about truma gedolah. Like we said, truma gedolah. When you first have your fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, midirais, the first thing is give truma gedolah. Midirais, to any little bit you give to the kohen is good. And the Torah says, "V'nechshav." Think how much you want to give to the kohen. So Chur is only going by Truma Gedola. He says no. The Pasuk says, V'nechshu lachem truma seichem, Loshen Rabbim, Dishtei truma sekosu medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two types of trumas. Achas Truma Gedola, one true, the first truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen, that you could just estimate, there's no shear how much you have to give. But the Achas Truma Smeiser. The second truma is that the Levi, after he gets his Meiserishim, has to take 1/10 of that and give it to the Kohen, he could also estimate it. Shekeshen shetruma gedolah. Nitelas biyomed uva machshava. The same way truma gedolah can estimate it, or just in the machshava you think to give it. Kach trumas meiser. The same way when the levi takes 1/10 out of his meiserishon, nitelas biyomed uva machshava. He can make it chal with estimating it, and uva machshava. He doesn't have to make a meiser prosha with his machshava in his mind alone. He can think that right apple there on the right side, I want that to be the truma gedolah, the trumas meiser. So according to Abelos, it's good our Mishnah, that even we're talking about the Levi, to give the 1/10 of the Meiserishon for Trumas Meiser, you could also do it by estimating it. You don't have to make a Medida to count it exactly. That's the way he dashins, the next lochem Trumas Seichem, the Trumas Kosem Adabe. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Abavua, Omer Abishu Ben Lokish, Meiserishon, Shekdimo Bishibolim, if somebody made Meiserishon, the Levi, Chap the Rhein, and took Meiserishon when it was still in the stalk form, the locher is somoy toivle l'trumas meiser. The shame it's chal now Meiserishon on it. Ad kadei kach that the lady is not allowed to eat it until he takes off trumas meiser. It's called tevel l'trumas meiser. My timer, what's the reason? Amarovo hoil v'yotzolav shei meiser. Once the lady went and took these stalks, whether it's beans or whether it's wheat, and he went and called on these stalks to shame Meiserishon, if you do it, you can make a Meiserishon. The chiv, you don't have to take it off. You could eat it without it. But if you want to and call it Meiserishon, the locher is, once that it's 1/3 finished, once that Meiserishon, once the teiris is 1/3 grown, if you now call it Meiser, truma, it's chal, the truma Meiser. Only the chiv is not chal to do it yet. But if you do it though, it's chal. So now here also, once the Levi went down to the field and took these stalks and said, I want it to be my Sarishan, it's Chal my Sarishan on it. Once it has the Shem my Sarishan, now what's the loch of my Sarishan? The Levi is not allowed to eat the my Sarishan until he gives off the Trumas Maisa to the Kohen. Therefore, he can't eat it until he gives off Trumas Maisa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my Sarishan should be Bishibolim. If somebody took my Sarishan when it was still Bishibolim, notice the Levi went to the field and took the Maisa Risha when it was still in its stalk form. It is part of the Truma Gederlo. You should know now all the Levi has to do is just take off Truma Smeister. But Truma Gederlo is part of a Chiddush. There's no more Chiv to take off Truma Gederlo. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vare Moisim Imenu Truma Sashem. Take off Truma Sashem. So we dash in Maisim in a Maisim Imenu Truma Sashem, Maisim in a Maisim. So we dash in Maisim in a Maisim Matlechor. You take off Truma Smeister for Maisim. But once you gave it a Shem Meiser ready, there's no mochiv to take off Truma Gederlo. Once it's called Meiser, Risha and the Chiv is on it to take off Truma Meiser. There's no mochiv Truma Gederlo, you put it on Truma Gederlo. Omele Rapop Labayi, Hochi, if so, Afilu Gdimu Bekri, what's going to be if first you took your wheat and made it into all the kernels you got out and made a pile full of wheat? Now it's Chala Chiv Medirais to take off Truma first. So why don't you say in such a case also? Let's say the Levi chapped the rind and took his portion of Maaser Rishon first. So in such a case also, let's say that since he called it Maaser Rishon, now there's no machiv of Truma Gederlo. So Amalei answered back that you can't say, once you made a pile of the kernels, that the chiv is called Dogen already, that there's chiv take off Truma, Olecho Amakro, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maaser Asechem Terimu, it's called Truma Sashem. Any Truma it is, you have to take off Truma from Maaser. Sechur is a stirim sukim. One pasuk is mashim, and no matter what, you have to take off truma. And the other pasuk says, no, once you made my serishin, you don't take off truma anymore. So Gemara says, my raya is like, what's the difference by this way, that way? Hayidgun bahala yidgun. Svarab shuta. If first you made the wheat into a pile of kernels, you made it into a doggin. So right now, midirais, you're not allowed to eat until you take off truma. So once the chiv of truma was chal, it never goes off. Now, even if the Levi chaps the rind and takes his meister first, he still has to take off Truma, because the Chiyuv Truma was already chal. Mashenka, if the Levi goes down to the field, before you made it into a Duggan, before you emptied out all the kernels of wheat, so there's no Chiyuv Truma midiraisa. He went then chaps the rind when it was still in the stalk form, and took his meisterishin. So in such a case, the Torah says, once you call it meisterishin, you only have to take off Truma's meister, and not Truma Gederlo. That's the case that Truma's Gederlo is potter. But once there was already a chiyuv chal for Truma Gederlo, then the chiyuv does not go off. Alright, stop.
You're holding Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there in Mishnah in Maisrois, that Hamakalev Soirim, if somebody is peeling barley. So Rashi learns, you're peeling it now from the stalks. Now this is Allah and Hilchos Maisrois, at how long can you eat it, like when is it still not Mechui, even Trumas and Maisrois. So the Mishnah there says, Hamakalev Soirim, if somebody is peeling off the barley from its stalks, is Mechalev Achas Achas V'yechel. You're allowed to peel off at one time, one kernel, one piece of barley at a time and eat it. That's what Rashi learns, it's called Nachilas Arai, and it's not Mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisis yet. What about the Yimkola Afinosan L'Toych Yodoy? Let's say you peel off the barleys and you put them into your hand. In other words, you store a few at a time. You don't just do one at a time and eat it. But you put a few of them into your hand, then Chayiv. Then you are Chayiv HaMaisis. Rashi learns that's called Nachilas Kva. Now, Omer Rabbi Lezer says, V'chein l'Shabbos. The same halachas apply to Hilchos Shabbos. That if you peel off a little bit, it's mutter. If you peel off a lot, it's awesome. So in this, the Gemara asks, V'orav mekalfele devesua kosi kosi. Rav's wife on Shabbos used to peel off a whole kais, a whole cup full of this barley. So how could you say V'chein l'Shabbos if you peel off a whole cup full, then it's awesome? For Rabbi Chia, mekalfile devesuha kosi kosi. The same thing by Rabbi Chia, his wife, also used to peel for him on Shabbos a whole kais, a whole cup full of these barleys. So how can you say it's also to do it on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Eli yitma sefer itma. If you learn that b'chein l'Shabbos something is also to do on Shabbos, it's going on the sefer, the second halacha, not this first halacha. So Gemara says, what did we learn in the sefer? that Hamoilo Melilos, if somebody wants to rub the stalks of wheat, Shechitim of wheat, in order to get the kernels of wheat out of the stalks. So we learned before, you're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, or Menafeach HaYad HaYad V'yoichel. Or this is even going to Hilchas Maisrus now. The Hilchas Maisrus, you're allowed to take a stalk of wheat and roll it in your hands to get the kernels out. And after you get the kernels, Menafeach Al Yad HaYad. You could throw it like from one hand to another hand to winnow it out in order to get the sheaf, the yaved, the psirlis, out of the kernels. V'yoichel, you're allowed to eat it. What about let's say you want to winnow out a lot of wheat at a time, and you want to put it on top in your lap, then chayiv. Then you have to eat truma. You have to take off truma samaisis before you could eat. This is called the kfar ready. And on this, Amar Rabbi Lezer, says b'chein l'shabbos. The same halacha applies to l'shabbos. That we say a lot of b'menafeach. If you rubbed out the kernels of wheat out of the stalks on Erev Shabbos, that on Shabbos you're allowed to be menafeach, you're allowed to throw it from one hand to another hand. That's only if you throw it from one hand to another hand to eat it right away. But if you want to store it up to make a lot of it, that's also to do on Shabbos. Now, Maskev Law, Rabbi Abba Bamamal. So Abba Bamamal is the kasha. For Reisha, you want to tell me now in the Reisha, in the first case, Lamaisa Rin L'Shabbos Loi. You're telling me now in the first case about peeling off the barleys, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. It's only also if you peel off a lot of them, that's only chayiv, it's called the melocha, Hilchas Maaser. So Tais asks on Rashi, like we'll soon see, Rashi before learned, whether you chayiv and Maaser or not, it's totally, if it's called an achilas arai, or called an achilas kva. Is it a real sudi, sitting down to eat, or just a little snack? Here the Gemara's mashma is totally in Gemara melocha. So Tais learned, it's not a shayla, if it's called an achilas arai or not. It's called, when the pair is called the Gemara Malacha, you finish doing what you have to do with it. So Gemara wants to say, if you peel off the barley, like you're telling me now, it's called the Gemara Malacha of Hilchas Maaser, but it's not called the Malacha of Hilchas Shabbos. The Rashi we said learns how the Kalav Sari means you're peeling out the barley from the stalks. On this Tosfos asks, that's also to do on Shabbos? You're not allowed to be Moilu Malilus on Shabbos, you can't take it out of the stalk. So therefore Tosfos learns how the Kalav Sari does not mean you're peeling it out of the stalk, but rather it came out of the stalk already before Shabbos. Now all you're doing is just taking out the outer kernel, the outer shell around the barley. That's what you're doing on Shabbos. So Hilchas Maaser, this is called the Gemara Malacha, Yechayiv and Trumas Maaser. Mashenkin Hilchas Shabbos is not called you doing a Malacha. So now the Gemara asks, is that true? That something is called the Malacha of Hilchas Maaser, and it's not called the Malacha of Hilchas Shabbos? For the Gemara Miyakamidi, Linyan Shabbos, the heavy Gemara Malacha. Well, the Maaser have the Gemara Malacha, for Maaser is called the Gemara Malacha. So Gemara says, Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah Greid Ravidi V'loi. Is what he's saying, like, no, it can't be. I'll bring you another case that it is true. There are cases that a Malacha is called for Hilchas Maaser, but not for Hilchas Shabbos, for Hargor, not the Maaser. There's a Malacha when you make the Gurin. That's called you make the final pile of the food, of the vegetables or the fruits. That's called the Gemara Malacha for Maaser. The Tanan, we learned like this. Ezel Gorna Lamaisa. What's called you finished the final Gemar Malach of Hilchas Maaser? Hakishuin, if you have cucumbers. Vadiluin, if you have pumpkins. Misha Yifkisu. That's when the Rashi says on the bud of it like there's a flower. When the flower of the peri falls off it, that's called the Gemar Malach. So the Gemara Vishaloi Kiksu. What about if the flower of the fruit did not fall off it yet? When is it called the Gemar Malach? Misha Yamedarema. When you make a whole pile full, when you have a pile full of cucumbers, or a pile full of the pumpkins, that's called Gemara Malacha. Utana nami gabi b'tzolim. We learned the same Malacha negate b'tzol negate onions. That means shayama darema. When are onions mechuyiv and trumas amaisas? When is it called Gemara Malacha? When you made a whole pile full of the onions, like you brought the onions into the house, and you piled them up a whole pile full. That's called the Gemara Malacha. Now v'ilu gabi shabbos, mashenke negate hilcha shabbos, Hamodis Arema Potter. If you just pile up a bunch of onions together, there's no malacha. With Zoni Alacha Maimer, that's by the place where the tefua grow on the fields. If you gather to, if before Shabbos, that you pulled it off, and they're lying around the field where it grows, now on Shabbos you gather them together, that's a malachas Maimer. But if not the mukum where it grows, just down in your house, you make a pile full of the onions, there's no malacha. And here we see for Maisa, that's called the Gemara Malacha. Ela Mayis Lach Lameima, what do you have to say? That Melechis Machsheva Sosva Torah. The Torah said on Shabbos is not any malacha. It's a special malacha, a special type of a work. Or malachas machshavas, a choshiva, a particular type of a work. Like Rashi says, a ma'isa umin, what a professional does. Ha'achinami, here also, malachas machshavas also Torah. The Torah only said on Shabbos, you can't do a malachas machshavas, which is a very choshiva malacha. Ma'ashenkein, this small malacha of just gathering together the fruits, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, even though for the smaisa, that's called the Gemara Malacha. The Gemara says, Vaitan, Ketzad Moilu, how are you allowed to like rub the kernels of wheat on Yom Tif? Like we had before, you're allowed to rub the kernels of wheat to get the wheat out even on Yom Tif. Is Abaye Mishmei de Rav Yosef Omar Choda Choda? You could rub like one finger against another finger. You have to make a shinui, but that's all one finger against the other finger. Now you can even do one finger against two fingers. Rav Omar, Rav says no, that kivun de mishani, once you make a difference than the way you do it in the weekday, is afilu chodo akula nami. Even one finger against the whole five other four fingers, you're allowed to do. In other words, in the middle of the week, the way you rub out the kernels from the stalk is by taking your two hands and rub it evenly in the middle of your two hands. So now on Shabbos, if you do a shinu just using one hand, that's mutter. But in the one hand, you're allowed to use the finger against the other four fingers. Then by the ketzah menafeich, how are you allowed to be menafeich? Means after you rub out the kernels, now the kernels are still mixed up with some sheaf. How do you separate it? By throwing it to separate it. So Amarav Adol Barava, Amarav menafeich mikashrei etzbeisa.